Well, after the 11 o'clock news.
29 and a half minutes now, past seven.
Moy Glass, the household name in aluminium windows and doors. Phone 503-232.
Radio Nova. The music's just begun. Radio Nova, Europe's number one.
And broadcasting on the medium wave at 819 kilohertz, also on FM 88.2 and 102.7. And the time now is 7:30 in the newsroom, Bob Gallico.
Good morning, and thank you, yes. Well, early rain, which is present at the moment, should clear by mid-morning, but it'll get colder again with wintry showers afternoon.
Spoil sport.
I know. Well, the city high today will be 5 degrees. That won't last long. It'll start dropping again this afternoon. The headlines work is resuming at Dublin Port this morning following the settlement of the six-week-old strike by deep-sea dockers. Roads in many parts of the country are still dangerous this morning with ice and melting snow, particularly in the northwest. Ireland's Foreign Minister's Affair, Mr. Peter Barry, will chair a 35-nation European Security Conference which opens in Stockholm tomorrow. In Lebanon, two American warships bombarded the Druze militia positions in the mountains east of Beirut. PLO leader Yasser Arafat is among the delegates at the fourth Islamic meeting which opens at Casablanca today. President Reagan is planning to take a new tone in his approach to the Soviet Union. In Rome, Pope John Paul has had what's described as an unprecedented meeting with 32 regional leaders of Opus Dei. And the Chinese Prime Minister, Mr. Zhao Ziyang, at the end of his visit to the United States, has made it clear that he regards the question of China's relations with Taiwan as an internal matter. Well, it's a Monday morning. You can tell by the papers. The photographs on the front pages of all three papers are of snow. Three pictures of little lads sliding down the hills on their backs in the snow at Glencullen in the Times, at Rathfarnham in the Independent, and at Lansdowne Road in the Press. Lansdowne Road? Oh, well, you see, these are the big lads training for the match against France. The other difference is that they don't seem to be enjoying it as much as the little lads. Otherwise, two papers lead with the bishops and one with the Gardaí. New date likely for forum offered to hierarchy is the Times headline. And forum, the bishops can still come in the press. The Gardaí are front page news in all the papers with the Independent majoring on them with call for inquiry on crisis in Gardaí, going on to say the government was called on last night to hold a full-scale inquiry into the security crisis in the 12,200-member Garda force. The appeal came after Garda Commissioner Lawrence Wren announced publicly that he may take disciplinary action against Gardaí who failed to capture an armed gang surrounded in a house in Claremorris during the Tidy kidnap. Representative Garda Lady, Mr. Jack Marin, declared putting somebody on a disciplinary charge is not in itself the positive response which the situation calls for. No, disciplinary action against the members of the gang might be more productive. And the freak weather makes all the papers. Well, you'd think it was freak weather in January by all the coverage it gets. And really, that's basically it this morning. You know, there's never anything new in the papers. All the same things are happening, only to different people. That's all.
Okay. All right, we take your word for it then, Bob.
Do.
Do it. 27 and a half minutes to 8.
Thank you.
this planet we're playing on.
Just this week, from Paul McCartney and the Pipes of Peace. 24 minutes now to 8 on Radio Nova, and hello to Aidan and Mary Finnegan and their son Martin. They live in Bourne Road in Rush in County Dublin. Good morning to you. Welcome into Monday and the Brecky Trekkie. And for you, it's Yes, the owner of a lonely heart. 23 and a half minutes to 8.
Thank you.
produced by Trevor Horn. Yes, and the owner of a lonely heart. 19 and a half minutes to 8 beat the intro shortly. Also, a gimmick on the station, a giveaway gimmick today starting. And that is, just after 8:15, we'll be playing a golden classic from time gone by. And it will be played later on in the day. Now, when you hear it later on in the day, when it is repeated, you can ring the station on 604-043. And if you're the 10th caller, you get 100 pounds. Listen up for that classic record just after 8:15 this morning. Here, though, is a classic. Another one from 19 minutes now to 8. Up to about 17 minutes to 8. Let's have Jimmy Ruffin.
That becomes The Broken Hearted.
Coming up to 18 and a half minutes before 8. Jimmy Ruffin from 1966, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, and the time now is 16 minutes to 8.
Have that special photograph enlarged by CPL, 11 Marion Square. From 35 millimeter and 120 negative, CPL will do a 10 by 8 print for £2 and a 20 by 16 for £6, with a 3-hour service on both slide and negative film processing. Phone CPL on 767325 or call to CPL, 11 Marion Square.
Then come right out and shout it, there is no doubt about it, Dunn's Stores.
Dunn Store's great better value sale starts tomorrow with huge reductions in all departments. How about these lower prices? American jean and pillowcase set $7.99. Boys joggers $3.99. Children's denim jeans $1.99. Dunn Store's great better value sale beats them all.
No matter where you go, you'll hear the people say, St. Bernard's the brand of quality today. Dunn Store's better value beats them all.
You're in business at Limerick's new Two Mile Inn Hotel, where you will benefit from special rates for business travelers. And there's a free chance to win a brand new Ford Fiesta supplied by Shields of Ennis Road. Simply book into Limerick's new Two Mile Inn Hotel.
Now at Duffy's Fabrics, a spectacular fabric. Sale, sale, sale. Duffy's Fabrics, North Earl Street and Ilex Center.
Radio Nova.
Bert is in fine form this morning.
Yeah, sounded a little cold there, but otherwise quite good, yes.
And the time now is 7:45.
Speaking of cold, Iceland's finance minister, Albert Gudmundsson, has to resign and go into exile.
Why?
Well,
They won't accept his budget?
No, no, that's not the reason. They won't raise his salary, 19%. No. In protest at government policies on neutrality. Nope, no, the reason is more deep-seated than that. The authorities have threatened to take away his dog.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, anything but that.
He's had an official reminder that dog ownership is banned in the Icelandic capital Reykjavik. He said he'd sooner leave his job and his country than abandon his dog. Elect me, elect my dog. And there he is. Yeah, there he is. Poor fellow. He could always adopt a dog, or better still, he could give him a job as his parliamentary secretary. Jobs for the
How ball. About taking the dog, transferring him to England? Because I see that a lady named Linda Thomas, she's advisor to the Royal College of Nursing. In Britain, she says that too much radio can be bad for patients.
Who is this woman? How dare she?
And dogs?
Yeah,
well, we can set the dog on her, you see.
Yes.
She says, nurses turn on the radio full blast so they can listen to it instead of talking to the people they're supposed to be looking after. She says, nurses should communicate more, leaving patients to the mercy of TV and radio is detrimental to their health. Who is this woman?
Yes.
Send her a nasty letter straight away.
All right, speaking of nurses, by the way, how the heck do they ever expect your temperature to go down when they keep holding your hand?
Good morning to all the nurses. Oh, good, we better say that. Maybe they're right. I'm not going to comment. 8:13. Here's one from Huey Lewis and the news. Radio Nova, 10 minutes to 8 would beat the intro coming up shortly. Right now, it's hello to Nolene, also Catherine and Martin, who are travelling by car to work this morning. Bleary-eyed, no doubt. Also for Fiona, who's getting ready for our busy day ahead. You're trying to fool Fiona. Greetings to you all from Helen. And the requested record, well, something by Chris Rea. How about this one? It's Candles. And now 9.5 minutes to 8.
Midnight air. No dark, hard days may seem
Chris Rea and Candles with the time now 8:05, and Beat the Intro, sponsored by Walton's Record Department of North Frederick Street. And it's time for another round. Our reigning champion of one day is Clodagh Carton of Dundrum. Good morning to you, Clodagh.
Morning, Declan.
Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, it's great. I wish there was more snow this morning, though.
Oh, were you out tobogganing?
Oh, we were indeed, up in Glencullen.
Yeah?
Oh, it was great. There's a good crowd of us. I believe they're in this half and some in the champion, us and another. But we've had to meet up at the pub afterwards.
Oh, really? You didn't get your picture in the paper anyway. There's lots of people on the front of the paper this morning, but no sign of you.
Not this morning.
Are you up long this morning?
Well, I'm up about an hour.
Yeah, are you going to work?
Oh, I am indeed.
Yeah, where do you work?
Up in Stavogan, a company called MedLab.
Oh, good. Hello to all there in Stavogan. Let's see if they'll cheer you on this morning. Beat the Intro record. I think it's a bit easy. Another easy one for you, Clodagh.
Let's hope so. Monday morning, you know.
You have the look of the Irish on your side. This one is from 1974, and it's 30 seconds. So, Clodagh Carton of Dundrum, 30 seconds to...
Beat the Intro!
That's an 8
per long. That's right, yeah. Very good. Do you think that was easy?
Well, it wasn't too bad, yeah.
Think it was too easy?
No, that's fine. You can keep it that way.
Okay, we'll see how you get on tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Good morning to you, Clodagh.
Good morning, Bennett.
Good morning. That's Clodagh. Been to tell of her exploits. Down in County Wicklow in the snow, into work. Well done, Clodagh. 3.5 to 8. And sung by Paul Carrick. That's Ace and How Long. Congratulations to Clodagh. She'll be back tomorrow playing Beat the Intro. 8 o'clock news on the way.
What's that terrible noise?
It's my exhaust.
But you only had it fixed 6 months ago.
You should have gone to FastFit. FastFit give a full year's guarantee on all exhaust parts fitted. Yes, FastFit guarantee the work they do. A year's guarantee means immediate free replacement on all exhaust parts. And 2 years guarantee on Monroe Radiomatic shock absorbers. FastFit give a guarantee. FastFit at Shaw Street, opposite Matt Talbot Bridge, Crumlin Road, opposite the shopping centre, and Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. For guarantee and price, it has to be FastFit Exhausts.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving, fun-loving people.
What do you want from your summer holiday?
Sitting in the sun, good wine, and good company.
A nice beach for the wife and fun for the kids.
Fun, sea and relaxation.
I enjoy different foods in different countries.
Plenty of sun, food, men and drink.
The nightlife, the girls, the disco and the crack.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving, fun-loving people.
It's Lions Put the Kettle On time.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 8 o'clock. This is Bob Jellicoe. Good morning. Work is resuming at Dublin Port this morning following the settlement of the six-week-old strike by deep-sea dockers. The men voted by a majority of seven to accept the proposals, which mean that only half of the total of 270 dockers will work at any one time. Roads in many parts of the country are dangerous this morning with ice and melting snow. Conditions in Monaghan, Cavan, and Donegal are particularly bad, and all schools in County Monaghan will be closed today. Roads in Dublin are generally clear, but there are some icy patches in places. Ireland's Foreign Affairs Minister, Mr. Peter Barry, will chair a 35-nation European Security Conference, which opens in Stockholm tomorrow. The conference is aimed at reducing the war in Europe and is expected to last for 3 years. In Lebanon, two American warships bombarded the Druze militia positions in the mountains east of Beirut after Marines came under attack near the city's airport. The PLO leader, Yasser Arafat, is among the delegates at the fourth Islamic meeting, which opens in Casablanca today. There'll be more than 20 Islamic heads of state at the conference, which represents about 650 million Muslims throughout the world. President Reagan is planning to take a new tone in his approach to the Soviet Union. In a speech he's to make in Washington after today, or later today, the president is to offer what he calls a constructive and realistic working relationship with the Kremlin. Observers say that with the presidential campaign underway, Mr. Reagan clearly feels it's important that he should be seen in a more conciliatory light. The American Secretary of State, Mr. Schultz, and the Soviet Foreign Minister, Mr. Gromyko, are arriving in Stockholm today for their first meeting in 4 months. In Rome, Pope John Paul has had what's described as an unprecedented meeting with 32 regional leaders of Opus Dei. He praised their work and encouraged them to increase their membership. In Britain, officials of the National Union of Journalists say they expect more of their members at BBC Television News to be suspended without pay this morning when another mandatory union meeting is called during working hours. So far, about 50 journalists have been sent home by the BBC and the dispute over newsroom computers. The Labour Party has chosen Mr. Tony Benn as its candidate in the Chesterfield by-election expected in March. Mr. Benn, who was favored to win the nomination, was selected from a list of six candidates. A former cabinet minister, he represented a Bristol seat in Parliament for 33 years until losing in last year's general election. Mr. Benn says he hopes the by-election will be fought on issues, not personalities. In Scotland, a teacher and six teenage pupils are missing in snow and strong winds in the Cairngorms. They failed to return to their hostel last night after going on a hill-walking expedition near Aviemore. Mountain rescue teams and an RAF helicopter are combing the area for the party. Finally, Britain's first satellite TV channel opens tonight in Wiltshire. The new satellite network, Sky Channel, will have entertainment programs, sport and documentaries, but no news or current events programs. Independent Radio News from Dublin at 3 minutes past eight.
Radio Nova.
Declan Meehan.
Thank you. You were late. Okay, let's look at the weather for Dublin now. Early rain will clear by mid-morning. Cold it will be with wintry showers afternoon. This doesn't sound too good. The city high today, 5 degrees Celsius, and the winds westerly, veering northwesterly, force 5 to 6 on Dublin Bay, increasing force 7 to gale force 9. Welcome into the next hour of the Brecky Trekkie, and here's Matthew Wilder, Break My Stride.
And you said you had to get your laundry from me. Didn't want no one to hold you. What does that mean? And you said,
nothing gonna break my stride. Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh no, I've got to keep on moving. Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. I'm running and I wanna touch ground.
like you. Work me over. Never let another girl like you. Drag me under. If I meet another girl like you, I will tell her. Never want another girl like you. Have to say, oh, nothing gonna break my stride. Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh, no, no, I got to keep on moving. Nothing gonna break my stride.
Matthew Wilder, Break My Stride. 6 minutes past eight, and the milestone of pop history has been moved forward to now, to the second record after the news. So if you're normally in the bathroom when it's on, well, it's when you're halfway up the stairs. That's when it'll have its regular spot now on the Brekkie Trekkie, all to accommodate the Golden Classic, which comes up around about a quarter past eight. And that's the one where you can win £100 right here on Radio Nova. Looking back in time to this date in 1965, this record reached number one for Georgie Fame.
I say,
yeah, 6 past 8.
Every evening, when all my dishes were pursued, I put my baby, and let's go watch it with you. I miss her movies, but she don't seem to be young, and then she has me. Why don't I come to her flat and have some supper, and let the evening pass by, singing records, this is the groovy high five. I say, yeah, yeah, that's what I say yeah, yeah. My baby loves me, she gets me feeling so fine, she loves me. She makes me know that she's mine. When she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses, she gives it all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything is okay, I got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say yeah, yeah, that's what I say yeah, yeah. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down. It's hard to tell you, because I'm trembling so. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I'm ready to do those others who won't. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I've got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say yeah, yeah, that's what I say. I say yeah, yeah, that's what I say.
From Georgie Fame, I said, yeah, yeah, our milestone of pop history this morning. On this date in 65, it reached number one. It's now 9 1/4 minutes past eight on the Brekkie Trekkie from Nova. Here's Shakin' Stevens and Bonnie Tyler.
If you're gonna give me good kisses like that, honey, don't you know I'm gonna give them right back, cause that's a kissing good way, huh?
That's a kissing good way.
That's a kissing good way.
That's a kissing good way.
That's a kissing good way to mess around and fall.
Hugging good way.
Yeah.
Shakin' Stevens.
Keep rockin'.
And Bonnie Tyler. Which is which? On a rotten good way. On a rotten good Monday.
Ah, baby, you got
this
me.
This is Cheerful Charlie here, with it? Cut that out, you lot. Yeah, thank you. It's now 12 minutes past 8.
Of the many thousands listening out there, this message is aimed at only 250 of you. It concerns a very, very special car, the anniversary Starlet. Toyota's way of celebrating its 10th anniversary in Ireland. Problem is, they've created only 250 of these special editions. Designed to be a trendsetter of today, destined to be a classic of tomorrow. The anniversary Starlet. Grab one while you can at your Toyota dealer.
Oh, 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 what a feeling.
Starlet.
Toyota.
Clutch or gearbox problems? Call Clutch and Transmission Services for fast fit clutch, gearbox, and auto transmission repairs. Drive in, get it done, and drive away. Prices are fixed for clutches and transmissions, and there's no waiting around. Call Clutch and Transmission Services, Southside on 942411 and Northside on 301277. Fast Fit Clutch and Transmissions, a brilliant idea. Once you're into our clutches, you won't want us to let you go.
When league champions Liverpool take on Arsenal at Anfield on Saturday the 11th of February, it's certain to be an afternoon of sizzling soccer. And you could be cheering your team from a grandstand seat on a Texaco soccer weekend. Every £10 of Texaco you buy at your participating station gives you a chance to win one of 50 weekends in Liverpool, including flight, hotel and reserved stand tickets for this crucial match. See two of the league's top teams. Cheer on their galaxy of Irish stars. Details at participating Texaco stations.
In 1982, Ardmore Film Studios went into liquidation. Today, nothing has been touched. Props, cameras, sets wait in an eerie silence for a crew.
Action!
Tonight, in the Evening Herald, Paul Russell describes the dreamlike atmosphere that has settled on Ireland's little Hollywood and talks to the man who remembers its former glories.
Cut.
Ardmore, a fantasy world locked in time. Tonight, in the Evening Herald. Whatever it is, the Herald has it.
Sweep into the new year in style with this fabulous offer from DID and Nilfisk. Buy your Nilfisk vacuum cleaner at DID Sundrive Road or Mountjoy Square during January and be automatically entered in a weekly draw to win your money back. DID and Nilfisk, your best companions for 84.
Radio Nova.
Thank you. And the time is 14 and a half minutes past 8. We're just ahead of the classic, which could win you £100.
Hey.
Yippee.
The West German countering...
I thought it was my turn.
Oh, all right, go on.
I just wanted to tell you that on this date in 1919, America went dry. Prohibition came in. Oh, it's terrible reading all this. Shattering. Okay, go ahead.
You're making me dry. The West German Counterintelligence Agency is mad. They are. Yes, they're
could
mad.
Be.
Well, that's what the Times says this morning. Police said yesterday they'd found a double of the West German deputy NATO commander, General Kiesling, who was dismissed by the defense minister as a security risk because he allegedly frequented homosexual bars. A Cologne police spokesman said they'd questioned the double and passed their information to the defense ministry. The spokesman said Cologne police had acted for West German counterintelligence mad. He said mad officers asked police to find witnesses who had seen General Kiesling. That's actually the name of it, mad. Is your neighbor a space alien? Well.
Where'd you get this one?
Well, this came out of The Independent. Apparently,
yep.
American UFO experts are revealing just how you can tell to tens of millions of readers of the nation's biggest weekly, my old friend, The National Enquirer. Solemnly, the magazine warns that appearance alone won't help a suspicious neighbor pinpoint just who's from Mars.
Oh.
No, look for a combination of unusual behavior patterns and odd details.
Oh, good. Do they give you any suggestions?
They do indeed.
Oh, good.
But for the reader who's concerned about the fellow next door, here are some tips. Oh, look for sleep patterns that are of abnormal length or at odd times.
That sounds like us.
look for people who constantly gather information to send back home.
Now, that sounds like you.
Unmasked at last. I'm getting into my spaceship. I'm going... What?
It's 16 minutes past 8, and I see that on this date in 1749, Bob, an incredible conjurer was supposed to appear at the Theatre Royal in London.
Yep.
Now, according to his billing, he was going to play the music of any instrument on a walking stick, turn himself into any person dead or alive, and finally, climb inside an ordinary wine bottle, which was to be handed around to the audience. Well, that was the ad, so crowds of people arrived, only to find they'd been had, not surprisingly. The conjurer didn't turn up, but the Duke of Montague won his bet with Lord Chesterfield that he could pack a playhouse by advertising the impossible.
Ah.
Yes, everybody turned up just for that bet.
And as a follow-up, Ellen Dukes will be appearing at the Gaiety Theatre next week for one night explaining the government's economic strategy.
17 past 8, now the Golden Classic. And if you're not familiar with what it is, what we do now is play you a golden goodie from time gone by. This record will be repeated sometime during the day on Radio Nova. And if you hear it, phone 604-043... And if you're the 10th caller, you will get £100. This is the record. Watch out for it later on today.
I'm the urban spaceman, baby. I've got speed. I've got everything I need. I'm the urban spaceman, baby. I can fly. I'm a supersonic guy. I don't feel pain. If you were to knock me down, I'd just get up again. I'm the urban spaceman, baby. I'm making out.
Dog Doodah Band, and I'm the Urban Spaceman, produced by Paul McCartney, who used a different name. Yes, very good, too. That's Neil Innes and all the gang, who later went on, of course, to all the mad goings-on of Monty Python's Orchestral Circus. And if you hear that record later on the day, I guarantee it will be played. Get on the phone straight away, and if you're the 10th caller to Radio Nova, you win £100. Coming up now to 20 minutes past 8, on the Brecky Trekky, here's Ray Parker Jr.
I'm all confused, and I don't know what to do. I still can't get over loving you. I've had time, but I can't get you off my mind. No, I still can't get over loving you. Every time I run into your friends, I just have to ask them with who and where you've been. And when they tell me what I really didn't want to know, it only breaks my heart and makes me want you more. When I hear your name, I get more insane, cause I still can't get over loving you. I can't turn it loose, though I know it's self-abuse. I still can't get over loving you. I've tried to get involved with someone new, but it's just no use, cause I expect them to be like you.
going crazy. I still can't get over loving you. And it hurts me so bad knowing you're with someone else.
Someone else.
So I have no right to be. I'm filled with jealousy, 'cause I want you for myself. I'm not blaming you. No, baby, it's not your fault if you don't feel the way I do.
Ray Parker Jr. with his current American hit, I Just Can't Get Over Loving You. That's available out here now on an album.
But
just in case you're not aware, Kish FM closed down last night and some of the JDs have been incorporated in the Radio Nova schedule. Well, most of them really. Colm Hayes is on at 9 o'clock this morning and then John Clark, 12 to 3. Radio Nova, 23 minutes past 8. This one for Deirdre Costello in Wolf Tone Street. Hello to you, Deirdre. Michael Franks, Never Satisfied.
Kid inside a candy store, sensation, temptation. Always gotta have some more. You love that sticky stuff, ain't a way of letting go. You tease me, you squeeze me. Well, there's something you should know. I never get enough.
Six minutes past 8 on Radio Nova. Time for this morning's Loony Lyric, sent in to us by James Robb of 3 Longford Terrace, Monkstown in County Dublin. He says, have a listen to Irene Cara's Flashdance, and when she sings, take your passion and make it happen. It sounds to James like take your pants down. Have a listen.
Take your pants down.
Right. I think you're absolutely right, James. Well done indeed. A large-sized T-shirt on its way to you. That's James Ralph's blog for Terrace. Let's have a listen to that record. 27 past 8.
First, when there's nothing but a slow, glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world made of steel, made of stone, where I hear the music.
Well done to James Robb. Definitely in that. Take your pants down. Have another listen.
Take your pants down and make it happen.
I beg your pardon. And if you have a loony lyric, send it in to us, the Loony Lyric Department, Radio Nova, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2, and the feature's ending on the programme at the end of January. So if you have one, get it in pretty quickly. 8:30 now.
Looking for a good used car? Phone Dublin.
571171.
And choose from Smith's computer listing of 1,000 used cars of all makes at Smith's garages nationwide. So if you want a good used car, phone Dublin.
571171.
Shattered windscreen? Whatever time of the day or night this happens to your car or truck glass, you're never far away from expert attention. All weather truck and auto glass replacements operate a 24-hour emergency windscreen service. Our city centre branch at 33 Bolton Street and South City branch at Grand Canal Quay operate non-stop Monday to Saturday, 8:30 to 5:30, including through lunchtime. For rapid, expert windscreen, door, vent glass and heated red screen replacements, plus the fabulous range of all-weather sunroof systems, remember the 24-hour emergency windscreen number, 713-655. 713-655.
From the future of sound, BASF bring you Chrome Dioxide 2. The ultimate hi-fi stereo cassette. BASF Chrome Dioxide 2 gives you true hi-fi performance, comparable with professional reel-to-reel recording. If you want the very best in sound, use the tape the record industry uses. BASF Chrome Dioxide 2. Anything else sounds rusty by comparison. Don't say blank. say BASF.
With Club Travel, you get together with fun-loving, fun-loving people.
What do you want from your summer holiday?
I adore Spain.
See interesting places and meeting people.
A lot of sun and action.
Sunshine, beaches, nightlife.
A suntan and shopping in the markets.
I always go with Club Travel to the Greek islands because of the crack.
No school, I'm going swimming.
With Club Travel, you get together with sun-loving, fun-loving people.
Moy Glass, the household name in aluminium windows and doors. Phone 503-232.
Radio Nova, 28 minutes now to 9, in the newsroom, Bob Gallico.
Thank you, Declan. Early rain will clear by mid-morning, but that's not good news because it means it's going to get colder with wintry showers afternoon. City high today, 5 degrees for a while. The headlines, work is resuming at Dublin Port this morning following the settlement of the six-week-old strike by deep-sea dockers. Ireland's Foreign Affairs Minister, Mr. Peter Barry, will chair a 35-nation European Security Conference, which opens in Stockholm tomorrow. In Lebanon, two American warships bombarded the Druze militia positions in the mountains east of Beirut after Marines came under attack near the city's airport. PLO leader Yasser Arafat is among the delegates at the fourth Islamic meeting, which opens in Casablanca today. President Reagan is planning to take a new tone in his approach to the Soviet Union. In Rome, Pope John Paul has had what's described as an unprecedented meeting with 32 regional leaders of Opus Dei. In Britain, the Labour Party has chosen Mr. Tony Benn as its candidate in the Chesterfield by-election expected in March. And a teacher and six teenage pupils who were missing in the Cairngorms in Scotland have been found alive. Well, it's a Monday morning. You can tell that by the papers. Not much happening. Photographs on the front pages of all three papers are of snow. And three pictures of...
Snow.
Snow, yes.
Not serious.
I am serious. I am. Three pictures of little lads sliding on their backs down the hills in the snow. Yes, at Glencullen, in the Times, at Rathfarnham in the Independent, and at Lansdowne Road in the Press. Lansdowne Road? Are there hills there? Oh, no, these are the big lads training for the match against France. And the other difference in the picture is that they don't seem to be enjoying it as much as the little lads. Otherwise, two papers lead with the bishops and one with the Gardaí. New date likely for forum offered to hierarchy is the Times headline.
Yes, are they for them or against them?
They are for them. And for them, the bishops can still come. The door is still open. So says the press. The Gardaí are the front page news in all the papers, with the Independent majoring on it, with call for inquiry on crisis in Gardaí. Going on to say the government was called on last night to hold a full-scale inquiry into the security crisis in the 12,200-member Garda force. The appeal came after Garda Commissioner Lawrence Wren, a little bird told them, announced publicly that he may take disciplinary action against Gardaí who failed to capture an armed gang surrounded in a house in Claremorris during the Tidy kidnap. The representative Garda leader, Mr. Jack Maronin, declared, putting somebody on a disciplinary charge is not in itself the positive response which the situation calls for. No, disciplinary action against the members of the gang would be more productive. The freak weather makes all the papers. Well, you'd think it was freak weather in January by all the coverage it gets. And basically, that's about it this morning. Except for the Nova Nag.
Oh, no, I thought you'd forgotten.
No, I hadn't forgotten. There may or may not be racing in Wolverhampton. There will be racing, I think, at Fontwell. And that's where the Nova Nag, which I've forgotten what it did on Friday.
I saw it, why?
Mercifully. In the 145 at Fontwell, Rose Ravine is the first nag of the week.
The best music.
Definitely.
And you're the second one.
On Radio Nova.
Maybe I think too much.
behind your face. And the world begins to yell and dance. Everything's funny. Everyone's sunny. You take out your money, walk down the road. That leads me to the girl.
Simon and a track from his latest album, that's called You Think Too Much. Radio Nova and the Brekkie Trekkie at 22 minutes now to 9. And at 9 o'clock this morning, started the new schedule, really, with Colm Hayes. Between 9 and 12, John Clark for lunchtime. And in the afternoon, Greg Dockham. There you are. Isn't it enough?
Celebrate. That's in the American charts at the moment by Madonna, and it's called Holiday, 18 and a half minutes before 9, and delving into the, well, what now becomes the Colm Hayes birthday file, and only one musical birthday today, that is Bill Francis. Who, you might ask, is Bill Francis? William Francis is the keyboards player in Dr. Hook, born on this date in 1942.
I don't believe it.
Oh, it's true.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Yeah, 18 to 9.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth. At $10,000 a show,
right?
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills. But the thrill we've never known. It's the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. Like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother?
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Hey, I don't know.
Rock and roll! Little teenage blue-eyed groupies would do anything we say.
Good grief.
We got a genuine Indian guru. He's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Uh-oh. Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover? Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother? Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone? On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Wanna
see my picture on the cover?
We ain't on the cover, baby.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
I ain't seen you.
My smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Right up front, man. I can see it now. Put me on the front. Smiling man. Oh, beautiful.
Picture of the RTE guide. All right, that's Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. The cover of the Rolling Stone at now 15 and a half minutes to 9 to celebrate the birthday of Bill Francis, the keyboards player with Dr. Hook, and he's 42 today.
Of the many thousands listening out there, this message is aimed at only 250 of you. It concerns a very, very special car, the Anniversary Starlet, Toyota's way of celebrating its 10th anniversary in Ireland. Problem is, they've created only 250 of these special editions. Designed to be a trendsetter of today, destined to be a classic of tomorrow. The Anniversary Starlet. Grab one while you can at your Toyota dealers.
Oh, what a feeling.
Starlet.
Toyota.
Ah, John, we've been burgled.
It can happen to anyone. Today, it could be you. It makes sense to beat the burglar now. At Insurance Corporation of Ireland, we're here to help. Our home security advisory service is a new service to householders everywhere. We'll supply you with a free home security advice brochure and to our policy holders a 15% discount on home security equipment plus other incentives. Contact Insurance Corporation now. Together, we can beat the burglar and make 1984 home security year.
Hello? Is that you, Firstie? Here, listen, where shall I tell you? I'm after getting myself a great new yoke from Bank of Ireland. A pass card. No, you idiot. Nobody's dead. I'm talking about the yoke you stick into the contraption in the wall that gives you up to £100 any time, day or night. No, of course the money's not free, but I'm having my wages paid direct to Bank of Ireland. Huh? And why wouldn't I need one? Sure, why if Nobla wanted to go to a late night disco and me would not have tosser on me? And you know what else? There's over 50 of them in Dublin and 140 all over Ireland. No, you idiot. Not discos, contraptions in the wall.
Pass, your passport to Ireland's biggest 24-hour banking service from Bank of Ireland.
Listen, I've a pass for two for Sunday. Will you come? No, you idiot. Not to the bank, to the match.
Whatever it is, the Herald has it.
Now at Duffy's Fabrics, a spectacular fabric. Sale, sale, sale. Duffy's Fabrics, North Earl Street and Ilex Centre.
Radio Nova.
And the time right now, 12 and a half minutes before 9. In the American charts at the moment, Naked Eyes and When the Lights Go Out, yeah, gets nice and interesting. It's 9.5 minutes now to 9 in this week's competition. By the way, Corona Holidays, that draw is tomorrow, just in case you entered, and wish you the best of luck on that. But this week's competition is from Masterglaze, the reliable replacement windows and doors people. They've given us a great competition prize, which is a beautiful porch sliding door to keep out all those nasty drafts and keep your house snug and warm and comfy. And if your home doesn't suit a porch slider, Masterglaze will offer the winner a replacement hall door instead, or if you prefer, a Masterglaze back kitchen door. All you have to do to be given a chance is to answer three very simple questions. Number one, in the 60s, Frankie Vaughan sang about the goings-on behind a certain coloured door. What colour door?
Number two, another colored door leads to one of Dublin's well-known restaurants in Upper Pembroke Street. It's known as the Something Door. What is it? And number three, which member of a well-known group called the Doors did something naughty on stage in Miami in 1969? If you know the answers to these questions, put them on a postcard and get them into us by Monday to the Master Glaze competition, Radio Nova, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2, and the draw will take place the following day. And by the way, Master Glaze, if you want to contact them, they've got an estimate service on 606666. And the time now, 8.5 minutes to news at 9.
let me hear you say everything's all right. Sneak on out beneath the stars and run. Everything's okay. Bring me southern kisses from your room.